Okay, this is Graham Thickens on the Demo Fall 2010 Pavilion show floor. I just had lunch finally after a long morning session, and I'm stopping at Social Smack to hear what's going on with these guys. I'm with Matt Curtin, the CEO and founder. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Graham. Thanks for coming.
You bet. And you guys are based in?
Based in Austin, Texas, live music capital.
All right, yeah. And how new a company are you?
We just snuck our beta out publicly Cinco de Mayo, so the 5th of May.
Okay.
And this week we're announcing the launch of our mobile applications for iPhone and Android.
Okay.
And the company was incorporated January of this year, 2010.
Okay, so you're pretty doggone new.
We're pretty doggone new.
And your beta, how many did you have participating in that, or what were they doing? What did you launch, a web app?
Yeah, we launched a web app just to really test out how much people like to talk about their brand experiences.
Right.
And we just, kind of snuck a small beta out there of 50 people, just to see what people thought about the idea of real-time social consumer reports powered by game technology.
Okay.
So really giving them a cool incentive to come in and share their brand experiences with us. And it turned out that people kind of consistently said, boy, this is pretty addictive. This is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it'd be a heck of a lot more fun, Matt, if you give me a mobile app. And
yeah.
So they beat the snot out of me on that one.
But it takes a while to get those developed, and now you got them out there. The iPhone app is in the App Store?
Yeah, the iPhone app is in the App Store, and we've also got the app in the Android market.
Okay,
and so we're just kind of waiting for those to release in both, and that ought to be this week.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, let's talk about props and drops, okay?
All right.
Because this goes beyond the old tired five-star rating system, right?
Graham, I'm going to give you props right now for that, because you make me proud. You know what? We are doing away with that archaic dinosaur of a five-star rating system.
Yeah.
Because it's just so vague and inconsistent from person to person.
Yep.
Your 2 stars, different than my 3, different than Dean's 4 stars, and it's nothing but confusion for brands and for consumers.
Uh-huh.
So we said, hey, let's make this simple, let's make it fun. You get thumbs up, is you're given props. Thumbs down, you're given drops. And people seem to like that format. It's easier for them to consume. And when they go to look for a brand and they want to see what their friends are thinking or talking about that brand, it's so much easier to consume. Oh, they liked it, they didn't like it.
Right.
Makes a heck of a lot of sense. And it sends a very clear message to the brands too. We make it crystal clear. And it's very timely and actionable.
How have you been promoting this to the brands, I assume?
Yeah.
That's the plan, right?
You
want the brands to, are they going to be the ones that are going to get people using this on their behalf, or how,
We're seeing a lot of really cool organic traffic right now. I mean, we haven't really, this is really our official public launch.
Right.
So we haven't been trying to drive a lot of traffic from the brands or the consumers.
Right.
But what we found is that when we hooked in Facebook and Twitter Connect, and people were able to talk smack really loudly, right? So we amplified their voice, and it shot out to Facebook, and it shot out to Twitter, and people started to engage. We found that, over 1,000 people came out of the woodwork and said, hey, we're signing up. So, and that's without even having a mobile application.
Right.
And what we also saw was the brands, since we're shooting out to Twitter, the brands are saying, oh, wait a second, what's a prop and what's a drop? Okay, we get it. We'd like to engage with those people, because if I got drops, I'd like to go fix that bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
And if I got props, I'd like to go thank those people. And what's getting really exciting now is that sometimes if you're a very vocal advocate, they're wanting to thank you with an exclusive offer or a deal that they wouldn't give to just anyone.
Cool.
That's been really neat.
Before I ask the question about how you're going to make money, let's go back and where did you come from? What got you to this?
Sure. So, I spent 15 years in enterprise software.
Oh.
And about 18
Bless
months.
Bless you.
Thank you.
That's a long, hard slog.
It was very financially rewarding.
Ah.
But there was a problem that I was trying to solve that was a lot different, and it was near to my heart. So I started a nonprofit foundation for child abuse prevention and awareness. And as I did that, there were some mechanics that we were putting into play with the company, the organization. And I had engagement with 2 different brands as I was running this nonprofit foundation. One experience was very, very negative. One experience was very, very positive. And in both cases, I tried to reach out to those brands. And I Facebooked them, I tweeted them, I called them, I emailed them, I even sent a letter. And I got crickets from both of them. And Graham, that drove me crazy. I thought, you know what? There's there's got to be a better way for people to engage with brands and vice versa. And so I created this very, kind of unique social game technology called Social Smack, and it's become a really cool way for consumers to get their sentiment out there, but then to get, to get engaged with the brands. It's, the brands, a lot of people will say they've lost control of the message. Well, it's really, they've lost control of the contact. They've lost control of being able to get connected to people because there's too much noise out there. The Twitter, with the 75 million tweets a day, there's just a lot of noise and they don't really know where to go. So our thought is that, these brands, they're drowning in a sea of social media, and we're here to throw them a life ring with social media.
Interesting way to put it. So let's talk about how you're going to make money with this thing.
Absolutely. So clearly the monetization model is on the back end of this with the brands. And we're looking at about 7 different ways that we can monetize, and the VCs that we're talking to are kind of sifting through those 7 different ways. But the simple ways to think about it are, there's a real estate play where brands can claim their brand and they can advertise. So there's real estate that way. There's a data play. So brands do want to know how they are trending versus their competition and how they're trending in a geolocation. So purchasing data in an aggregate view, so we obviously keep people's information private,
right,
but we do give the brands kind of a sentiment report. That's very important. And then finally,
how are we doing in Peoria?
Yeah. Perfect. Great example. Yeah. And then finally, having deals flow through this platform where, I can make an exclusive offer to somebody that is giving me drops because I want to fix an issue, or if I want to find that most passionate advocate and thank them, I may give them a unique offer that I wouldn't give just anybody. So we may take a small percentage of those deals.
Yeah, well, very interesting. And how big is your team?
We have 5 people based in Austin, Texas, rocking out right now.
Yeah.
And we are growing. We're seed funded.
Angel?
Bootstrapped, and then some friends and family, angels got together and seeded us up with $275,000. So we're making that last as long as we can.
Well, and you got a good venture community there in Austin, too. I imagine you're plugging in with some of those folks.
It's a super supportive, not only venture, but angel, as well as a bootstrapping community.
Sure.
So they've really stepped forward, and Austin's been a great supportive city.
Yeah, well, it's been great talking to you, Matt, and I wish you a lot of luck.
Graham, thank you very much for swinging by, and as I said, major props for your Twitter avatar, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah, my own brand. All right. Well, bless you for saying that, and good luck, and have a great show.
Thank you, partner.
Okay.